إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, we come to the third word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu used in this ayah, where he said, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the creation of spouses as one of his signs, and he said that the purpose of the spouse and the creation of the spouses, meaning the purpose of marriage, is to create to have sukoon, is to have tranquility and to create an atmosphere and environment of tranquility. And Allah said he has وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً, and Allah said that I have put between them between you love and mercy. We spoke about sukoon, tranquility, and we spoke about love. I come today to the word mercy, rahma. Mercy is to give good in return for bad. Mercy is the foundation of forgiveness, and forgiveness is the foundation of love. Mercy is what we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu for when we approach Him jalla jalaluhu. Mercy is what we expect from Allah jalla jalaluhu. And we don't ask for mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we think we deserve it. We ask for mercy because we know we don't deserve it, but because He is merciful. He is Ghafoorur Rahim. He is the most forgiving. And He is the one who said that His mercy overcomes His anger. And that is the quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu mentioned as a quality that He has put between the spouses. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned mercy, and He said that the result of giving good for bad is love, and the adversary becomes a close friend. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu mentioned this in Surah Al-Fussilat, where He said, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَاتُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the good deed and the evil deed cannot be equal. Repel the evil with one which is better, which means control your anger. And then verily, he, the one between whom and you there was enmity, will become as though he was your closest friend. So three things to do. Number one is respond, don't react. Now, reaction is what causes problems, because when you are reacting, you are actually putting yourself in the hand of the person who instigated the incident. And that person now has your control button. That person is playing you like a puppeteer plays the puppet. So he does things to instigate a reaction from you, and he gets what he instigates. What to do is take back the control into your hands. Do not react, respond. If somebody does something where you are justified in being angry, do not be angry. Rasulullah ﷺ said in a hadith which is narrated by Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, I am the guarantor for a palace in the outer, on the outskirts, on the outer part of Jannah, for whoever leaves arguing, even if he is in the right. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I guarantee you a palace in the suburbs of Jannah. I mean, outskirts is to be understood in that sense. It doesn't mean outside Jannah. It means in Jannah, but you know, on the not in the center, but on the outside, on the outskirts, where Allah said, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I guarantee a person a house, a palace in this part of Jannah, for whoever leaves off arguing, even if he is in the right. Now think about that. We love to argue, and we love to pull down the other person, and we love to own the other person. Now Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying the opposite. He's saying, even if you are right, don't argue. Don't try to push through the argument. Why is he saying that? Because nobody wins an argument. If you win the argument, you've lost the other person because you've insulted them, you've hurt them, you've rubbed them up the wrong way. And if you lose the argument, you lose it anyway. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he gave this as an incentive for a person. He said that a person, the strong person, is not the one who can wrestle someone to the ground. He said the strong person is the one who controls his or her anger. So mercy is to do that. The second one is to write down what I call a book of deeds. I advise spouses, and we did that for many years, my wife and I, when soon after we got married, we had a register. And in this register was kept in a public place, public meaning not outside where everybody could see it, but where both of us had access to it. We used to write down in this register all the good that we received from each other every day. Whatever it was a smile, whatever it was, we would write down this good that we received. And as we pass that by, we turn the pages and we see, okay, what did my wife write about me today? And what did my husband write about me today? And we did this on an ongoing basis. And what a wonderful tool that is to ensure that you remember what good happened to you. It's very important to remember that, because when you remember that, you are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah puts barakah in it, He increases it. You are thankful to the other person, and you express that thanks because you are seeing that person. The writing itself is an expression of thanks. And when you are seeing that, you are thankful to the other person. And this builds that relationship. It builds it gets to the heart, and the hearts come together. And finally, the issue of rahmah is to honor the good that you got when you can no longer get it. Now, it happens in many marriages that for various reasons, a wife or a husband is not able to fulfill even their duties perhaps. And that time is the time for rahmah. That is the time when you remember all the good that you got where from this person throughout your life, and you honor that and you say, well, now is the time when I'm going to remember that good, even though today for whatever reason I'm not getting it. It's very important, because this is not, that doesn't mean physical disability or something necessarily. That could be one of the reasons. Age is one. But also temporarily, a person may be in a bad mood, a person may be off for some reason and so on. And the tendency is to then react, and matters just get aggravated, and they go from bad to worse. Instead of that, if you remember that, okay, today this one is acting insane, but it's temporary, it's going to go away. And remember all the good times we had, and all the wonderful times, and all the things that he or she did for me and continues to do for me. It's okay, everyone's got a right to be insane once in a while. So if you keep this perspective alive, then this mercy, this rahmah happens. And finally, and most importantly, always remember that what we do with people is what we get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who is merciful to people on the earth, the owner of the heaven would be merciful to him when he meets him. The meaning of the hadith. And therefore, it's very important for us to remember that and say that, let me be merciful, let me show mercy, let me forgive, because I want the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I'm not even doing it for this person here, I'm doing it to please my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, because that's what he likes. He is the one who loves to forgive. And that's why the beautiful dua that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, especially when she asked him, what must I do if I find Laylatul Qadr? And he said, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his forgiveness, and ask him, Allahumma innaka afuun kareem tuhibbul afu fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you are the one who forgives, and you are the glorious one, and you are the one who loves to forgive, and this is your quality, and this is your attribute, and this is your name, so forgive me. Now this is the beauty of forgiveness, which comes from mercy. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us merciful to one another. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to remember the good, and to help us to forget the bad. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to express our affection to each other on a daily basis. I sometimes use this quote, and I say that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, A kiss a day keeps the lawyer away, the divorce lawyer. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. A kiss a day keeps the lawyer away. And that's very important. I sometimes ask people, how many times a day do you kiss your wife? How many times a day do you kiss your husband? There's nothing to be embarrassed about that. To express halal affection with the person to whom it is halal to express, this is the most beautiful thing in the world, and it must be done. It is something that is highly recommended. It's something that Rasulullah himself did. So therefore, nothing to feel embarrassed about that. We need to feel embarrassed about being rude. We need to feel embarrassed about cursing and shouting and raving and ranting. There's nothing to feel embarrassed about affection, about appropriate expression of affection with our spouses, with our children, with our parents. I remember, I sometimes wonder how many grown-up children hug and kiss their parents. And I know many children who really love their parents, but who never show it because for whatever reason, I mean, there's this whole inhibition that has come up in them. And one of the reasons is that they probably never saw their parents express affection for each other. They never saw that. And maybe the parents do that, but the children never saw that. And so they feel embarrassed to do it to the parents. A very, very sad situation. I mean, people don't feel embarrassed about yelling and screaming at each other. So we must develop this, the ability to express thanks, the ability to express love for one another, the ability to express our affection for one another. And this is the thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said He put between the spouses. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill your lives with goodness and with barakah and to fill your marriages with happiness. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahim.